Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, being a good person, a just man, is a recipe for popularity, right? Everyone will love you. They'll throw parties in your name. You'll have parades. They'll name buildings after you. You'll just be the best person ever simply because you are just. Well, that is not always the case. In fact, frequently it is not the case. We can even look around our church and look at some of the people in our stained glass windows, some of the saints who are not just good people, not just people, but holy people, and see how the world treated them. You know, everyone loves Mother Teresa, right? Well, not everybody. You know, there's a famous British atheist who made a film about her called Hell's Angel. Why don't they like her? Well, to a large degree, because she stood up to the culture of death. And she said abortion is wrong, contraception is wrong. And she treated people with true dignity instead of, oh, well, they're in pain, let's just help them along their way to death. You know, all sorts of reasons why the very just and holy Mother Teresa was not universally loved. Our friend St. John Paul II was nominated repeatedly for a Nobel Peace Prize, but he was shot down every time by the Lutheran Archbishop of Oslo. Why? Because he stood up to the culture of death and proclaimed that abortion and contraception are wrong. And there are a lot of other people who didn't like him either. But all of those examples pale before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whom our first reading is a prophecy about. It is a prophecy about the passion and death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ from the Book of Wisdom, because he is truly the just one. He is the only person who has ever been just in and of himself. Now, of course, the Blessed Virgin Mary is without sin, but through the merits of her Son. Jesus is without sin because of Jesus. He's true God and true man. And what did Jesus do? He spoke the truth. He healed the sick. He cast out demons. You know, when they arrested him, he said, which of these good deeds are you trying to put me to death for? Well, it was because he spoke the truth, that he is in fact the Son of God. And it is because he is the just man that he can in fact suffer and die for us and be raised from the dead and take away our sins and open the gates of heaven for us. Oh, the devil hates him. The world hates him. The flesh hates him. Because he speaks the truth and because he is from God. So if you're like Jesus, and that's what we as Christians strive to do, not in a self-righteous or a deluded way, but by trying to live out Jesus' teachings, then don't be surprised if the world doesn't like you that much and you encounter difficulties. But also remember what Jesus did for us by being the just man. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.